Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. How do I record an episode? How do I get my show into all the apps that people like to listen to? How do I make money? The answer to every one of these questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and really easy to use. And now, Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. This means you can get paid right away to podcast. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. The thing I like most about Anchor is you can add different types of music to the different podcasts that you post. So if you always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start to join me in the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. Have you taken a vacation somewhere alone and maybe had encounters with security or staff on site? People you were taught to trust because of their employment or authority? Did you leave your guards down and trust them with your life? Have you left your room alone at night just to wander to get ice down the hall or a drink from the vending machine? Or how about just a talk on the phone? Did you know how vulnerable you were, that evil was lurking, waiting to capitalize on their helpless prey? Ladies and gentlemen, this is Shed the Light. Following that 8:20 p.m. text message that Carla sent to her sister-in-law, her phone went dead. Friends and family weren't able to contact her. But they figured, hey, due to the bad weather, maybe she lost reception. Or maybe her phone died. We knew that Carla had a flight on November the 28th at 1 p.m. Carla missed that flight. We have a problem. Carla's family began to panic when they learned that she missed her flight. Her brother Carlos Quesito and family friend Greg Zielinski took a flight to Costa Rica from Florida on November the 30th, 2018. They were determined to find answers to why Carla's phone went dead and where she disappeared to. On Saturday, December the 1st, Carlos and Greg visited that same Airbnb that Carla stayed at the night her family lost communication with her.
Okay, can you tell me about your experience there, who greeted you, etc.?
There was a security guard, and I guess he went to the, I don't know if it's the owner, I don't know who this person is, and they let me inside, and that's how I got in.
Okay, and do you know the name of that security guard who let you in?
Nope. I didn't get the name. I was, you know, just looking around and didn't pay attention to the name, so.
Okay. And where Carla was staying, was there any neighbors she was staying next door to?
It's like a villa, and so it's like little studio apartments, one next to each other. But unfortunately, hers was like the first one, on the top. So, I couldn't see, all the way down, but I guess if she would stay, another, studio apartment, she would have, other neighbors, I guess. I couldn't, really see how it's designed, this place, you know?
Right. No, I understand. And you told me on the previous call we had that there was no visible signs of struggle or any of her belongings around, correct?
Nothing.
Okay, and what did the owners or the security guards say to you when you got there?
They started telling me the story. They reconfirmed that she has left at 5 a.m., which everybody, all of us, friends and family knew that was a lie, but they still told us that, that was what happened that day, you know?
Right. And did multiple people tell you that she left at 5 a.m. or was it one person?
Oh, all of them. There was four of them in there, and they kept telling us that was the what would it have, what happened in there.
Okay. That's very fishy. That's very fishy.
Right. Okay. Either they believe on the what on the security guard told them, or they were all in conspiracy. I don't know. I don't know.
Right. Sure. And so, what did you do after you left the Airbnb?
I started going around the other houses, asking the security guards if they have seen like a car at 5 a.m. in the morning, around 5 to 6 a.m. in the morning, the 28th. Some of them, they told me they didn't work that shift. There was one guy who told me like he saw her like the day before, the 27th, which was like, I mean, I got happy because, you know, I was one of the last person who saw my sister. But other than that, we didn't have none and nothing.
Right. Right. And were you able to, did anyone allow you to go, like, on the premises of the villa, or did they prevent you from going, like, in the backyard and the area around?
I never wanted to, like go, like, and look around. They never prevented me of looking. I was just looking around. They didn't say anything. But, I mean, since I wanted it, and I didn't want to be there at the same time. So
right.
I look, I make the questions, and I just wanted to, like, get out of that place.
Were you with anyone?
Yes, I was with Greg.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
Right,
okay.
Yes. Yeah, okay. They, my family and friends didn't want me to go by myself, so Greg was with me at all times.
So let's dissect this. Carla's family loses contact with her on November the 27th, around 8:39 p.m. Carla's phone goes dead. No calls, no texts, no social media. It is later reported by the authorities that Carla's phone pinged about 100 feet near the Airbnb she was staying at. This occurred around 12:14 a.m., November the 28th. Carla's brother and friend Greg book a flight as soon as they could to Costa Rica and visit that exact same Airbnb that she was staying at on December the 1st. Carla's and Greg are greeted by security guards, welcomed by the owner. They shook hands. They state they saw Carla get into an Uber at 5 a.m. on November the 28th. But Carla's flight wasn't until 1 p.m. Why would she leave so early for the airport? Family and friends state that Carla's never on time to anything. Something wasn't adding up.
36-year-old Carla Stefaniak celebrating her birthday on vacation in Costa Rica. Her family hopeful she'll be found alive.
I want to tell her that I love her. That I want her to come back home with us,
como Carla Stefanik.
But today, island authorities made grim discoveries. A body that appears to be a woman found in a wooded area close to the Airbnb apartment where Stefaniak was last known to be staying. Authorities also found traces of blood inside the apartment. Investigators say they're not able to confirm the body is Stefaniak at this time and are awaiting an autopsy. Family believed Carla had been abducted after she didn't take her return flight home last Wednesday and hadn't made contact in nearly a week. She told a friend online that power had cut out and the situation was super sketchy. What happened to Carla? Now at the heart of a criminal investigation. Her family waits, anxious for answers.
I miss her too much. Way too much.
Katie Beck, NBC News.
You hear that, right? Authorities found a body, just hundreds of feet from the Airbnb that Carla was staying at. Now, the details I'm about to release are graphic and come directly from authorities who held a press conference. Carla's body was found badly decomposed. She was brutally beaten, had multiple defense wounds, and severe blunt force trauma to her head, which caused her to have a stroke. Authorities pulled video footage from the premises of the villa. They conducted multiple interviews with those who were there the night that Carla vanished. Something stuck out to law enforcement. That security guard, his story. He said he saw Carla get into an Uber at 5 a.m. In fact, he even said that he assisted her with her luggage. Well, that was not consistent with the footage that police found. An arrest was made.
You found that there was a body found. What were your immediate thoughts?
Just look at the sky and start crying. I know it was her.
You knew it was her?
Yeah, I knew it. I knew it. I just knew. Something told me it was my sister, and I just started crying and looked at the sky.
Yeah.
Thirty-two-year-old Bismarck Espinosa Martinez became a suspect after allegedly contradicting his story regarding Carla's whereabouts to the police. He was arrested around 11 p.m. December the 3rd, which was Monday night. Here's a quote from the authorities. The person detained for the homicide was near her, had chances to commit the act, and became a suspect through all of our investigation. Authorities also alleged that Martinez had been living in Costa Rica for the past several years illegally. Now, we can all agree that when Carla texted her sister-in-law, she was going to ask this guard for water. This is probably when the horrendous attack took place on her. But we have some questions. Why did Carla's phone ping at 12:14 a.m. on the 28th? Why was this illegal immigrant allowed to reside at this villa and act in such a trusting position? Did they do a background check on this guy? Were there others involved in this murder? Do you guys have questions? Leave your comments with us, 646-801-9550. We'll investigate more in episode 3.